time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Actually, Charlie Evers is not on. Charlie was last week, because I was here, had fallen on his way into work and got really kind of a nasty gash in his arm. Was here yesterday, and Scott asked me if I could come in this morning and fill in for Charlie. So nobody can fill in for Charlie, but I will do the next best thing. And it's not going to be me. Scott's here with me. So I appreciate the invite.
Yeah, it would be a lot of fun to do that. And we do have somebody on the phone, I believe.
Okay.
So we will go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. It's Nicholas Marquis, man. How are you, brother?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing incredible amidst all the terrible things going on, but trying to keep good spirits.
Absolutely.
I was speaking to Jenny Gaston-Hypes, who does work with Love, Inc. in the community and Community Collaborative, a group on Facebook, and she suggested I reach out to you folks. I understand you were taking calls about some of the services in the community that are available to folks.
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, so our nonprofit organization, the Unity Tribe, is currently offering care services for seniors and folks who have pre-existing medical conditions, those folks who are the most susceptible to the COVID-19. If you go to our website, unitytribe.org, on the left-hand side, senior grocery runs, there's a bunch of information on there, including tutorials on how to do Instant Cart, and our services that we're actually offering is on there also.
Now, if somebody doesn't have internet, is there a number they can call?
Absolutely. So they could reach out to me at 419-718-2526. Some of the services that I'll be able to offer via phone is on there also for folks that don't have technology or access to the internet kind of thing.
Now, is there a charge for this?
No charge whatsoever.
No
We're
charge.
We're a nonprofit organization.
And
fortunately, we have a group online that we started called Marion, Ohio Community Pantry. It has roughly about 800 members of almost nearly 900 now. Wonderful, hard-forward people in our community who have stepped forward and, kind of want to help each other during this crisis. So if you're in need of things or need help or need assistance with groceries or getting anything, to your house as far as, like, some sort of medicine or whatnot, you can go on our website. Again, it's unitytribe.org, or you can go to the Marion, Ohio Community Pantry group page, and there's a lot of heart-forward humans on there that's working to help people right now.
All right, unitytribe.org, and telephone number 419-718-2526. Well, thanks, Nick, for calling in. We appreciate that and appreciate your work.
Hey, not a problem. Appreciate
you,
Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bless you, sir.
There we go.
People stepping up to help people in times of crises, and this is certainly one of those times.
And as we had talked before we went on the air, it's such a rough time that we understand it, we get that it's going on, but we've also got to have a little bit of fun.
When I came in, I said, let's do some Family Feud or something like that.
Yes.
So we are going to do Family Feud. Just a couple of notes. My son works for the airline. As of 9:30 this morning, he still had a job, but he thinks that will go away today. Delta has 9 flights a day from Columbus to Atlanta. They've canceled 6 of those 9 flights, and they canceled, there's one nonstop from L.A. to Columbus and then Columbus to L.A. They canceled that last night. So he thinks Delta is going to get as many of their planes to Atlanta, which is their hub, and just basically park them. So he's supposed to work tonight. He gets Wednesday and Thursdays off. But he would not be at all surprised if the airport's closed, if not today, certainly in the next day or so.
I guess the big question in this, and then we'll move on to something more fun, has there ever been anything like this in this way?
No. I mean, I remember 9/11, and that, I mean, everybody just, I mean, that just crushed people for a few weeks, a month, whatever, that indecision. But we really rebounded pretty quickly from that. Yeah. I realize it's a virus. People are going to get it. But the residual effects with the economy and shutting the restaurants down. I was in here last week, and I was joking about the one guy on television that said he didn't want to. He was supposed to get a haircut this week, and he didn't want to get a haircut. And I laughed, and I said, that's just stupid. Now they've shut the salon down. To me, I don't see why you need to shut the barber shops and the beauty salons down. That to me is just a little bit of feeding the hype.
It's where we are, though.
I know it is.
It's
I know
where
it
we
is.
Are today. And I don't know financially what this will mean, but I think we're going to find out within the next 2 weeks when the first paycheck doesn't show up. But let's hope that the stimulus happens, that the federal government is doing what they need to do in this particular situation, and groups are open locally and people have access to that information. So,
I mean, it's not hurting me per se. When I retired, I've started getting Social Security and I had some money in the bank. So, and obviously I'm not spending much money now. I mean, I went to Kroger's last week and for the first time in my life, I spent $100, I think, at the grocery store. And obviously I'm, you know, we're not going to the restaurants, so I'm actually not spending as much money as I normally would. But, you know, I'm finding things to keep me busy and so forth. But, you know, for those people that rely, especially the restaurants, or rely on the tips and so forth, I drove by the laundromat on North Main Street coming down here today, and there must have been 15 cars there, people getting their laundry. Are they going to shut the laundromats down?
You know, I don't know. I think some announcement is coming in regard to daycares, is my understanding. But at this point, it's also my understanding that all the daycares in Marion have been shut down.
But it was one of those, you know, when it first happened, some daycares shut down, some didn't. There doesn't seem to be, at times, a rhyme or reason as far as what's open and what's not.
No, and you're just going to have to call ahead at this point.
Yeah.
Figure out what is going on.
Okay.
Now, our first Family Feud topic today.
Okay, Family Feud. I was watching, because I've been watching more TV this week than normal. There was the first person got 192, which, I mean, that's probably about as much as you can get. The second person only needed was 8. I've never seen it before. Person got nothing.
On anything?
On anything. They answered a couple that the first person had already given, and then they couldn't think of an answer or whatever. So there were two blanks where they didn't give an answer, and the other three were zeros. So first time I've watched a lot of Family Feud going back to Richard Dawson. First time I've ever remember seeing somebody getting 0 points. All they needed was 8. And, I mean, that was a slam dunk. Okay, you're going to get 8 points. They didn't get anything.
Zero. I bet they weren't a very friendly family when that was over.
That was probably a family feud there.
That was a family feud.
If they won the next day, I bet the person was probably not one of those people.
How do you zero out?
Were
they bad answers?
Two of the answers they never did give, because they just blanked out and they passed. And then two of the three were bad answers. And then there was one that was like on a scale of 1 to 10. And the first person guessed 5. And I think that person guessed you know, guessed five, it wasn't five, so then they guessed four, and four got a zero. So, you know, that one, you know, you would have thought they might have gotten a few points, but yeah, just, and, I mean, there's so much pressure when you're up in front of a, you know, television cameras, a live audience, and so forth, and you got a chance to win $10,000. There's got to be a lot of pressure that you or I are not familiar with.
No, no. I always thought being on a game show would be very difficult, especially with the cameras on you, microphones on you, knowing what's going on, the money that's being thrown around.
My aunt, many, many, many years ago, was on The Price is Right, and she came down the last one. She had the last bid. It was a boat, motor, and trailer. And if she had guessed like $1 or whatever, because the other three were already over that, if she'd guessed $1, she would have won. But she bid higher, and so she was on the show, and she didn't win anything. But that's the only person I know that's ever really been on a game show.
You know, I knew some people who had went on the Cash Explosion. Does that still exist? Used to be on Saturday nights?
I think it does.
Does it? I remember that used to be a big deal. But other than that, I don't think I've ever known anybody who was on a game show.
Yeah.
But if you win, you win big.
You do.
In those days, that's for sure.
All right. Family Feud.
Family Feud. 100 people were surveyed, or 100, as they say in certain places. The topic is, the question is, name something you do right before bed. Now, this is similar to something we had last week. You wake up at 2 a.m. Well, that's not this. This is before you go to bed.
But my answer would be the same for both questions.
Is it? Yeah. That too? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you got to do one before you go to bed and one at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
stay on topic. Name something you do right before you go to bed. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven answers here. 100 people surveyed. Name something you do right before bed. 740-383-9944. And here comes an answer. Whoop. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth is the number one answer. 29 people said brush your teeth. You have got it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye. Well, we've got the number one answer right off the bat.
That was going to be my number two answer.
Now, well, I'm not going to ask you your number one because it could be one of the other answers, but there are six more.
The other one's pretty obvious.
Oh, is it the thing you do at 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that somebody can guess that if they want.
Yeah.
But it's name something you do right before bed. The number one answer was brush your teeth. 29 people said brush your teeth, but we have six other answers here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, make sure the doors are locked.
Check the doors. Let's see here. Check the doors is not on the list.
Whoa.
I know. Must be a clean neighborhood. Thank you. You know, I do that before I go to bed. I'll check the front door. You do that?
I check the front and the side door.
Yeah, I guess it's not on these people's radar. Name something you do right before you go to bed. We do have the number one answer, brush your teeth, 29 people, but we still have six other answers. What do you do right before you go to bed? 740-383-9944. There are a lot of rituals I guess you do right before you go to bed. Let's see if this is one of them. Go ahead, caller.
Go potty.
Well, that's, I think,
she
what
cleaned it up.
Yeah, that cleaned it up a little bit. But you know what? That is not on the list.
Oh, now, come on.
Well, I didn't make the list. Not on the list.
That has to be. Kidding. That has to be on the list.
No, go to the restroom is not on the list.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Be on the list.
That's a bad survey then.
Is that what you say? You would say to Steve Harvey, that's a bad
survey.
That's
a bad survey.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Well, thank you.
Sure.
Go to the restroom is not one of the correct answers. What we're looking for here, name something you do right before you go to bed. That's what we want to know. Let's see what we've got. Go ahead, caller.
I say my prayers.
Say your prayers. That is on the list. That is number seven. Three people said say your prayers. You have got it. Thank you.
I would have said that was on my list as well.
We've got number one, which was brush your teeth, and we've got number seven, which is say your prayers. There are five in between.
Okay.
Let's see what we have here. What do we have? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, get your sweetheart ready to go. If you know what I mean.
Do you mean out of the house? Get her ready to go out of the house?
Boy, he's got a one-track mind.
Or else get her excited where she wants to do the whoop-de-doo.
Well, you know, that oddly enough is not on the list. That did not make the list today.
Oh, son of a gun, that usually puts you to sleep afterwards.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Got about 1 minute left.
1 minute
and then
left.
We'll take a quick break.
Oh, that's right. We got five answers in between here. Name something you do right before you go to bed. 740-383-9944. Brush your teeth is number one, and number seven is say your prayers. What are the five in between? Could be a lot of things. Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, it's take a shower.
Take a shower is not on the list.
Come on.
No, not on the list.
Oh, no.
Yeah, people go to bed stinky, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Thank you.
All right. So if you're calling in, we got to take a break for just a minute or so, but keep calling on this really bad survey that Scott came up
with. Hey, Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cat?
No. Dogs. Now, can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black Lab.
No, Golden Retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I got a very important message that I wanted to pass along. Here at Marion Auto Sales, we are emailing our friends and calling them on the phone and telling them Jeff Ruth is on the air. So, Maury, thank you very much for that. I need to get by. I haven't seen Ted and Maury in that group over there. I need to get by there soon one of these days.
You haven't done this for a while. Take the call. I'm going to press you say hello to them.
All right. Good morning. You're on the air.
Change your clothes.
Change your clothes. Let's see here. Change your clothes is not on the list. Did not make it. Thank you, though. No, the category we're in here right now is name something you do right before you go to bed.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Change your clothes.
Put your dog.
What was that?
Put the dog out.
Put the dog out is not on the list. No putting the dog out. What do you think about this, Jeff? Are these things you would do?
I don't have a pet, so I wouldn't have thought about that. There's a couple that I can think of that I thought of right away that haven't been guessed. But boy, there's a couple on there that I really thought would be on that list that aren't on the list.
You know, five in between here that we do not have yet. 29 people said brush your teeth, and 3 people said say your prayers. So this is the world we live in at this point.
Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Turn off the TV and the lights.
You know, that's the number two answer is watch TV, so I'm going to go ahead with that one. The number two answer was watch television.
I would have said shut the TV off or shut the lights off. So shut the lights off have to be on there.
No, shut the lights off is not on there.
Oh, come on.
I didn't do the survey. It's one of those things. Hey, thank you for calling. Yeah, no, but...
Shut the lights aren't on?
Well, not... Shut the TV wasn't really on there either. It was watch television. I guess maybe to get tired to go to bed? I don't know. Insomniacs?
Okay.
Name something you do right before you go to bed. We've got brush teeth, 29 people. Watch TV, 21 people. Let's see where we go from here.
This is like old times. Good morning. Go ahead, please.
Have a nice glass of warm milk or cold milk or... Or a shot of whiskey or something.
You know,
you go from warm milk to a shot of whiskey. That covers everything.
Yeah, I figure.
You know, is that what people are doing in the grocery store now? We're out of milk. Let's go to the whiskey aisle. Pour that over your cornflakes in the morning.
That sounds like a good one.
I will say this. There is something on the list about a liquid, but it's not whiskey and it's not milk.
Probably cold medicine.
Not cold medicine. No, not cold medicine.
Well, I tap out then.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Take a drink of water.
That is on the list. Yeah. You are right.
I would have thought that would have made the list was... Get a drink of water before you go to bed.
It was the next to last answer, okay. But it was on there. Three people did say, take a drink of water. Are you like tempted to say, welcome to Tradio? Whatever.
Almost.
It's the time frame. Why not?
Hi, good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What about set your alarm clock?
That is not on the list.
Oh, I'm not playing anymore.
Okay.
Thank you. No, not set the alarm clock. How interesting is that?
That's a guy. I wouldn't have thought of that. I don't have to set my alarm anymore, but that was a good answer.
Is that a bygone thing, though? Do people... Everybody's alarm's on their phone now.
Well, not my phone.
Not your phone.
Not my phone.
No. You still have the old alarm clock?
Yeah, I do.
Pull the thing up and, yeah, do one of those. The category is, if you're just tuning in, name something you do right before you go to bed. Now, the number one answer is brush your teeth. We've got that one. Number two is watch TV. We've got that one. Number six is drink water. And number seven, say your prayers. But we've got three in the middle that we do not have as of yet.
Hi, good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Get ready for bed and get your jammies on.
You know, you would have thought put your pajamas on is there, but it's not. It does not make this list.
Well, okay.
Thank you for guessing.
Thank you. That was a good guess.
It was a good guess, but not put your pajamas on. That is not one of the rituals, apparently, the people who were surveyed here do before they go to bed. We got three in the middle.
Okay.
It's interesting. Brush teeth, watch TV, drink water, and say prayers. We've got... But there are three we don't. Name something you do right before you go to bed. What would that be? Holy moly.
Hi, good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Tuck the kids in.
Not tuck the kids in. That is not there.
Okie dokie.
No tucking the kids in.
Nope. Okay. I wouldn't have thought of that, but again, that's a good answer.
That is a good... There are a lot of good answers that we have gotten. You know, one that is not on here, well, I'll give it to you in a second, that I thought would be... on the list.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead, please.
Wash your face.
You know, that is not on the list. Not wash your face.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
No washing of the face.
And no showering or no taking a bath.
No taking a bath. No cleaning up of any kind before we go to bed on this particular list.
Good morning. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, take out the trash.
Take out the trash is not on the list.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
I know, it's one of those mornings.
All right, thank you.
Not taking out the trash. What I would have thought is take your medication. I know a lot of people do that before they go to bed.
Okay. I would not have thought of that.
But that's not there either.
The list. Okay.
That would have been what I would have guessed.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
How about pull the covers back?
Not pull the covers back. No.
I keep trying.
Okay. Keep trying.
You said you weren't going to play anymore.
It's nice to hear you on the radio, Jeff.
Oh, hey, thanks, Mary.
I love it.
Thanks.
Alrighty, bye.
I tried to get you to sit over here. You wouldn't do it.
No, I'm not ready to do that.
Not ready to do that. It's not much different. But that's the way it goes. Name something you do right before you go to bed. Brush your teeth, watch TV, drink water, say prayers. Those are the ones we have, but there are three we don't.
I thought of about five answers right off the bat. A couple of them that I thought were good answers that didn't make the list, but there's one that I thought of right away that nobody's guessed yet. Hi, good morning. Go right ahead.
Yeah, have a snack.
Have a snack. Let's see. Eat is on the list. Eat is number four. Five. So, yeah, three people said eat. You are right on that one.
All right,
Jeff. Very good.
Yes, it is eat. Eat is on the list.
Last night, before I went to bed, I had a Hostess chocolate cupcake and a Snapple.
That's what you had this morning, too, when you woke up.
I came in this morning. I have a peach tea Snapple and a chocolate cupcake. Great breakfast, isn't it?
It's a nice little snack before you go to bed and a nice little thing when you wake up. We're down to two answers here. Name something you do right before you go to bed. Number one was brush teeth. Number two, watch TV. Number five, eat. Number six, drink water. Number seven, say your prayers. We're missing two at this particular point.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Close the blinds.
Close the blinds is not on the list. Thank you, though.
Not a bad guess, though.
No, not a bad guess.
I usually do that earlier in the evening.
You close the blinds?
Yeah, before going right to bed.
Set the mood.
Yeah, I don't want somebody, you know, looking in my window.
No. We don't need that going on.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead, please.
Hey, how about kissing my wife goodnight?
Kissing?
And I said goodnight.
I understand. Kissing her goodnight. A little different than earlier on. But that did not make the list. No. Okay. Thank you. No, that is not on the list. A lot of lonely wives out there
maybe so.
In this particular survey. But no, it's there are two left on the list. And they're not really peculiar things, I would say. They're not offbeat things. They are things I think you would do before you go to bed. One is something that younger people would probably do before they go to bed.
Check their phones?
Not check their phones, but younger people might be doing... I hear this a lot from to this day. I'm going to go home and do this before I go to bed. Younger people. So think about that. That's one of the answers. And the other one is probably something people do to make themselves tired. I've heard that before, that insomniacs do this to try to get to bed. So those are the two guesses on the two answers that we have left.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Morning.
How about going to the potty so you don't have to get up in the middle of the night?
That was already guessed, and that did not make the list.
Oh, okay. I missed that. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Can I guess one of the two?
Go ahead.
And one that I thought of right away was read a book.
It is read. The number three answer was read. 15 people said read a book.
The first ones I thought of were go to the bathroom, brush your teeth, turn out the lights, and read a book.
Read a book was number three on the list.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
How about read?
You're 10 seconds too late because we just guessed that.
I hate it when I do that.
Oh, that's okay. That's what happens when you're out of the delay. Thank you.
Bye.
Absolutely.
So we need one answer left.
We have one answer left, and 10 people said this. This is above say your prayers, drink water, and eat. This is above those. It's number four on the list of things you do before you go to bed.
Check your emails?
Not check your emails.
Check
the,
okay.
Not check the emails.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, how about listening to music?
No, listen to music is not on the list.
Good guess.
That was a good guess.
All right, thank you.
A lot of easy listening before people go to bed. One answer left here. Are we going to get it before we go to the big break here?
We got about 3 minutes, so if we don't get it in the next 3 minutes, you can give the answer.
I'll give the answer.
And we'll start another one.
We'll come back. The next one, don't guess yet, but the next one is going to be, what desserts do kids like? I don't know why it's a kids thing, but whatever. What desserts do kids like? That'll be the new one when we start on the other side. But we are still, what do you do before you go to bed? We've got one answer left. 740-383-9944. What is that answer? It's more to do with kids. Think of what a kid would do before they go to bed.
I can't think of this one. I would have thought, check the internet or do something like that. But that doesn't sound like that's it.
No, this is something... This is a very common thing that kids would do. And there's another word I could use here that would totally give it away. But what do you think kids do before they go to bed that an adult would not do? An adult would probably not be doing this. Maybe a few adults, but very few would be doing this before they go to bed.
Call their friends?
Not call their friends. No, that is not one of the answers.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, maybe the kids start a fight and you have to slow them down a little bit or something?
Not break up a fight.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Not break up a fight. Break up a fight did not make the list, but it's more toward kids. Think of what kids do. Think of what kids would be doing that adults would not be doing. That's the important slide here.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
How about kissing your parents goodnight or kissing your mate goodnight?
Yeah, that's not it, but that's a good guess. Thank you. No, not kissing your parents goodnight.
They have 1 minute.
1 minute. Boy, you got 1 minute to get this, and if not, I guess we'll come back on the other side and give it to you and then start the desserts one. But when you hear it, it's going to be so simple. What do kids do before they go to bed that an adult would not do? That's the key here.
Do their homework.
That's it. Do their homework.
Okay.
Yep. 10 people said do their homework.
Okay.
That is the. So we'll come back with the dessert one. Now, how many answers does that have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 on that one, too. So we'll come back with what desserts do kids like.
All right. Very good.
Oh, this might be the 30-second delay.
Okay.
We'll get.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Text a friend.
Nope. Good guess, because we had we already talked about that. But again, the answer was do your homework.
It was do your homework.
Okay. All right. Need to take our break, and we'll come back with another Family Feud question.
Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
It is 14 minutes before 11 o'clock, and Jeff Ruth in for Charlie Evers just for today. Charlie was in yesterday, but is getting his arm looked at. He fell just a little more than a week ago.
Yeah, last Wednesday.
Yeah. So Scott asked me if I could come in for a little bit, and I said, sure.
And we're having a good time amidst all the good times that people are having out there in their homes right now. New Family Feud topic here. We've moved away from what do you do before you go to bed. What desserts do kids like? Seven answers here. What desserts do kids like? 740-383-9944. What desserts do kids like? Does anybody know the answer there? This would probably be fairly easy, I think. But we'll see.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, dessert. Kids like ice cream.
Number two answer.
Okay.
Ice cream. 21 people said ice cream. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That would have been my number one answer.
You know, not the number one answer, oddly enough. Number two, ice cream for people. This one might go fast.
Okay.
I think.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Cake and ice cream.
Number one answer is cake.
So cake was more than ice cream.
Cake had 24 people. Ice cream had 21 people.
Huh. Okay.
Thank you, caller.
So we've eliminated about half in the first two callers.
We half of the survey, we have 1, 2, 3, 5 answers left. But yeah, as far as the 100 people surveyed, yes, we've nailed two of them already. Cake was number one. Ice cream was number two. What desserts do kids like? That's what we are looking for.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, my nieces and nephew had to have ranch. I don't know what it is about it, but they want ranch on everything.
Ranch dressing?
Yeah, ranch dressing. They'll even put it on glazed donuts. Don't ask me why.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah, it does. I couldn't eat for the rest of the day thinking of that.
Nope, that sounds awful.
That did not make the list.
No.
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, he did say donuts. Did donuts make the list?
Donuts is not on the list.
Okay.
What desserts do kids like? That's where we are. What desserts do kids like? You know, isn't that the same as adults, though? Where would that be different?
I would think adults, number one and two, would be cake and ice cream.
Why not?
Yeah.
I don't understand the difference between that, but apparently there is some distinction being made.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, again, how about cookies and milk?
Cookies is number four on the list. 16 people said cookies. You have got it. Thank you. Cookies and milk. That was always an after school or a bedtime thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You really shouldn't eat that at bedtime, though.
Yeah. Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, how about pizza?
Pizza?
No.
I don't think... No.
Okay.
No, pizza's not on the list.
Pizza didn't make the list.
So his idea of desserts are French or salad dressing and pizza.
The all-American go to bed. Jeez.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Pudding.
Pudding is number six on the list. Three people said pudding. You have
Everybody
got it.
Everybody knows you can't have your pudding if you don't eat your meat.
That's right. Thank you.
See ya.
I'm not sure pudding would have made the list for adults, though.
You know, people like tapioca, and but pudding's the thing, yeah. I think. Well, who knows?
Right.
It's hard to tell.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
How about a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
No PB&J sandwich on the list.
Okay.
But if you covered that in ranch dressing, right up some people's alley here this morning. Boy, ranch dressing on everything. Yeah. I just can't see that. And it's my favorite dressing for a salad, but I would not want it on anything else.
I don't like salad. Or, I don't.
You don't like ranch?
I don't put salad. We've been out for lunch before, and I don't put salad dressing on my
you don't
salad.
Dress it up.
Nope. Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
How about candy?
Candy's number three.
Yeah.
16 people said candy.
I figured candy would be on
the list. All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Put a little ranch dressing on your candy, and you're good to go.
Candy encompasses a lot.
Candy does encompass a lot. I wonder what the number one candy would be for kids. Pop suckers?
Could be.
Gum? Maybe.
I don't think gum's a candy. Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Jell-O?
Jell-O's not on the list. That's interesting, though. Thank you. What do you mean gum is not a candy? This is like that whole...
The fish and meat
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, we're back to that. No, gum is a candy. What is gum?
Gum is gum.
Gum is not... Gum's a candy. They sell it in the candy aisle.
I know they do.
So it's candy.
I would agree more with gum as a candy than fish as a meat.
But a lot of people...
Even though fish is in the meat section.
And it's a protein. Yeah. We got to remember that. Fish is a protein. They have all these... Are the fish fries still going on? Probably not.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think those have shut down as well.
Yeah.
But yes, we do have cake, ice cream, candy, cookies, pudding. Two answers left. We went through these fairly quickly.
We got through these pretty quick.
What desserts do kids like to eat? That's what the question is. Let's see what we got here.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
How about just pie?
Pie's number seven. Or no, pie's number five. Seven people said pie. Pie is on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. We got pie.
Okay.
Now, there's one answer left on the list, and it is the last answer. So, what desserts do kids like to eat? That's where we are. One answer left on the list today.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
I was going to guess pie, but I'm on the delay. I just heard it. Oh, okay. How about fruit snacks?
Not fruit snacks, no.
Okay.
Thank you. No fruit snacks. That delay will get you every time.
It will, yep.
30 seconds. Pie is good. Do you think pie would be up higher for adults?
I think it would probably be like pie, cake, and ice cream. I mean, those were kind of the three that I think of.
Do adults do cookies?
Maybe cookies. Candy wouldn't be on the list for adults, I wouldn't think.
Well, if gum's a candy. But a lot of adults chew gum.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily think of gum as a snack or a dessert.
I don't know where gum goes in the... A lot of people are disgusted by gum. There's a thing about certain people who just don't like gum. I don't know what that's about.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
How about popsicles?
That is the last one. Ooh, popsicles.
Very good. I would not have thought of popsicles. Three, that's very good.
Three people said popsicle. You have got it.
So we did that survey in 6 minutes.
Did we?
Yes.
Really? It was what desserts do kids like? Cake, ice cream, candy, cookies, pie, pudding, and popsicles.
Okay.
That's a well-rounded diet, to be sure.
Now, that survey is not a bad survey.
Not a bad survey. Now, when we come back, let's see here. Here are some of the... You pick the topic. Here are some topics we have. This is not a great one. Name an animal that would be very quiet if you kept it as a pet. That's a little iffy. I don't know what that's all about. This is not a bad one. Tell me a place you might be told to be quiet.
Okay.
We'll leave that one there.
All right.
Name something you only... Oh, boy, talk about the timing on this one. Name something you only do when you're sick. That might be a decent one to do.
Okay.
Let's see here. What's something you might see on the ground in a messy room? Any of those strike your interest?
The second and third ones do.
Second and third. So we'll probably come back, and we'll start with tell me a place you might told to be quiet. We've got how many answers for that one? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Only six for... No, five for that one. Five for a place you're told to be quiet. And something you only do when you're sick. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six for that one. So we'll come back with those. Now, how much time do we have left in this?
We still got about 5 minutes.
5 minutes. So what's on your mind?
Oh, just... You just don't know where this is going to end. If we had some sort of an inclination of when this was going to be over, but we don't. Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Hey, Jeff. It's great to hear you on the radio.
Hey, thank you.
And I agree with you. That's why they call it the meat and seafood section.
Oh, man. Here we go again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Listen, I caught the repeat of that the other day when we were having that conversation, and it's... Fish is not a meat. Fish is a meat. It has to be.
We just agree to disagree. Was that the segment with Miss Botchko, or was that a different segment?
Oh, that's a whole other one.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. No, now, Miss Botchko was a... We never did learn about her. Maybe we'll get that today. Now, tell the little Miss Botchko. Tell about her. She was a gym teacher.
We were doing sports as far as... things that we didn't like, and you had actually started it the day before. We were just kind of finishing up things like in phys ed class that you didn't like, and I mentioned tumbling and doing the trampoline, and we had to do square dancing, and I could never figure out doing square dancing, and we were having trouble getting the last one or two answers, and a woman called in and mentioned field hockey, which was not on the list, but she mentioned that her physical education teacher, Miss Botchko, taught field hockey. And then before we knew it, mentioned that she also used to stand outside the girls' showers and check when the girls came out of the shower to make sure they were wet. And that just struck me as being very, very odd.
But we don't know where she taught.
No.
We don't know if she's still with us.
No.
I probably not, but Miss, was it Botchko or Botcho? Maybe this is Miss Botcho herself, but you had to call her Ms., apparently.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Scott and Jeff. I read in the paper last night there, we lost another good guy there, Evan O'Greg Sweston.
Yeah. In fact, Greg and I... When I started doing sports in 1983, Greg was my very first color person.
He was one nice guy. I had him as a assistant principal over there at the freshman building.
So was his obituary in the paper yesterday?
Yeah,
okay.
It sure was.
Because I thought it might be in today, because I was actually going to go out and buy
him. Let me rephrase it. They had like a little... Square box down there. It didn't have obituary, but I imagine it'll probably be in there today.
When his wife died, Janice, It was the most elaborate obituary I have ever read. I mean, it took up literally almost a half page of the Marion Star. And I imagine Greg's obituary will probably be about the same.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, I'm going to get off the line.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Greg and his brother Barry, who lives in Columbus, huge Ohio State fan, and they would always go to the Ohio State bowl games. And we would always meet them up, Brian and I would always meet them up on New Year's Eve. And we would go out for dinner. And we did this about 5 or 6 times over the last 10 or 12 years. And Greg would never let me buy dinner. And a couple of times I insisted, because it's like, hey, you bought dinner the last 3 times we were out. Greg said, I don't care. He said, I'm enjoying life, and this is my treat. And the last time we did that was not this past New Year's Eve, but the New Year's Eve before, when they were out in Los Angeles for the Rose Bowl. And we went out to a Cheesecake Factory in Pasadena. And it was one of the best dinners I've ever had. It was just 4 friends together for 3 hours, and we just had a ball. And very few people like Greg Swepston, as that last person alluded to. He's just one terrific guy, and certainly going to be missed. So we're coming up in the news at 11 o'clock, but we'll be back on the other side.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place for legendary Phil Donahue.
And